This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is a Tuesday, 5:30. It is October 29th. Thank you guys for being here this morning as we get things going. A couple days away from Halloween. It's chilly outside this morning. I was kind of regretting not bringing a little jacket into work. It was a little cool.
Did you go seat warmers?
I do that every day.
Oh,
yeah. Even in the summer.
Do you really?
I'm just a cold person. I'm always freezing.
I
always turn them on just to warm me up in the morning. Because I drink a freezing cold protein shake, so then that makes me really cold. So I have to counteract that with my seat warmers. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, how are you feeling right now after last night's baseball game?
Not great.
Yeah.
But, you know.
You got faith though, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just not looking good, but I'm still going to cheer for my team. So what can I do? You know, it was just a bummer last night. I'm a Yankees fan, and so you Dodger fans are probably just loving this, and your team has been looking really good. I can't deny that, but yeah, I was just kind of bummed that they didn't come out with a win for game 3 of the World Series last night. Watched that whole game just hoping, even till the last inning. I was like, hey, maybe there's a chance, but no, the 3 losses down, that's going to be a tough hole for the Yankees to pull themselves out of.
The first two games were awesome. I was into last night's game, and then my internet went out, so I had no Wi-Fi in my house, and I couldn't watch the game. So I tapped out in the seventh inning. So did they finish strong, or was it still?
They hit a 2-run homer in the ninth inning, and or was it the eighth inning or the ninth inning? But then you know they weren't able to. There was one out left. So
the pain of it all.
Yeah.
The pain of it all.
Yeah,
well, I'm rooting for you. I'd like to see your Yankees win. For you.
Really, because I feel like you're kind of trying to like dig it in.
Oh,
are you
no,
sure?
No,
okay.
that was a sincere comment. No,
okay.
No. I'm not that kind of guy. It's like, hey, I'm going to twist it because your team is losing. Sincerely, like I really would love to see the Yankees win. If I'm pulling for a team, it'd be the Yankees. I want to see happiness in your world.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's right now it's not looking great, but who knows? You know, it's that's right. Why they play 7 games in the whole series?
That's right.
So how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. I can't complain. Got home last night from work and. Did a little workout outside and went for a nice run last night. Had some din-din, made a little dinner, and watched the Yankees. And I had a split screen. I had the Yankees and the football game, Monday Night Football, going at the same time up until the seventh inning when I just lost everything in my house.
Two New York teams disappointing last night.
Right? If you're a New York fan, it's not a good night.
What is going on?
Did that come across when I asked you how was the game last night?
Well,
did that come,
when hey! You said it, you're like, so how are you feeling this morning? I was like, wow, that's how we're going to start the day. Okay.
Regardless, I'm going to change my tone when I approach it tomorrow. I want it to be a happiness. How are you doing today?
Yeah, no, I'm sure. I'm very sensitive about this
stuff
too.
Right now. It's so tough. It's really hard.
I try not to make this like, I get my husband such a hard time when he lets a game affect him, and like the Broncos lose and he's just like, all angry. And I tried so hard last night to still stay in good spirits. I'm like, well, I'm going to go take a shower now. And I walk upstairs and I'm like, oh. I'm just like, why? Why?
Well, you brought up a good point on the second game, right? They were down and they came back. They came close to almost winning the thing on, was it Saturday night was the second game?
Well, the let's be honest. Those first two games, they could have gone either way.
Yes.
They were decided at the very end. Last night's not so much, but still, it's just one of those things. But if you're not a baseball fan, this probably means absolutely nothing to you. You're like, okay, whatever. Talk about something else.
Well, you guys ready for Halloween in your house? Let's switch to Halloween.
Yeah,
you guys ready
we're
over
ready.
There?
I think so. We got our candy all set. This is going to be the first year my daughter's not going to go trick-or-treating. I'm kind of sad about it, but she's like, I feel like I'm kind of past that age, and I feel like there's no age you can trick-or-treat to your heart's content. I'd rather my kids go out trick-or-treating than, you know, get into trouble or something like that. So she's not going to go. And then my other daughter, she's going to be coming into town on Halloween for the weekend. So, yeah, it's going to be a good weekend. I'm really excited. How about you?
Wait, this will be the first year for Halloween in years. You don't have a kid going out trick-or-treating.
I know. She's going to stay home. And why are you trying to make me feel so bad?
Because that is sad. Forget about the Yankees. Forget about the Yankees.
Yes, she's going
to
stay
home. We got time to change her mind. Present her with a good costume or something.
Yeah, I don't think she's really like, I think she wants to stay home and pass up the candy because she likes to see the little kids' costumes and stuff like that. And that's a lot of fun. So, but we're going to have our own trick-or-treating here on the show this morning. It's called Trick or Ticket. And coming up right around 9:10 this morning, you are going to be able to go trick-or-treating at one of our homes. You get to pick whose home you go to. And inside our candy bowl, we have tickets to a mystery concert. You're not going to know until you go trick or ticketing. So that is happening at 9:10 this morning. Also yesterday, a big concert announcement was announced. Duran Duran, they are going to be coming to town. This is going to be really cool. It's the Blue Life Theater over at the Fountain Blue Las Vegas, and it's just ahead of New Year's. It's happening on December 30th. Your tickets to that show with the Mega Minute happening at 7:30 this morning. So a lot of cool stuff to give away on the show. Let's get to it. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Knockin' Boots by Candyman?
Ooh, boy, I love you so. Never, ever, ever gonna let you go. Once I get my hands on you.
Ooh, do you want to hear I Knew I Loved You by Savage Garden? Do you want to hear Piece of Me by Britney Spears? Those are your choices. You can vote right now. Vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning. You can also tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM or text or call us right now, 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1.
You're gonna want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, have you ever had a major wardrobe malfunction? Someone on this show did, and it happened at work. What happened? We'll talk about that on the way next. But first, the votes are in, and I Knew I Loved You by Savage Garden is a pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Pre-show, you pick them.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. We've all had them. Wardrobe malfunctions. Something in your outfit gets totally messed up. Maybe you tuck your skirt into your tights, or maybe you're wearing your shirt inside out. That one happens to me quite often. But someone on this show had a wardrobe malfunction the other day. I'm just now hearing about it. It was Steph. What happened?
And it was right before the show. I think it was about like 5:15 in the morning. I was wearing this brown cardigan sweater. It's a crop top. It's kind of loose. And I felt something fall to my lap. I was like, what is that? I went to go look down, and it was my pasty bra. And I was like, oh no. And how our studio works is JC's in front of me and then Mercedes is in another studio that I can't see, but we have this big glass window where I can have a straight shot of JC.
Perfect view of each other.
Yeah, I have a perfect view of JC and he has a perfect view of me. So you just got to the station. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So I'm looking down and I'm trying to discreetly put my pasty on by turning my back to you and just kind of do it like a little, hold it on. And it wasn't sticking. So I had to pretend that, oh, I got to go to the back studio real quick just to get some audio. But really, I had to get my pasty and I went to go get, painter's tape? Not the painter's tape. What is this tape called? This clear one right here?
Oh, packing tape.
Packing tape. I had to get packing tape and put it over my pasty. And I'm over here walking with my pasty, with the packaging tape over my pasty bra.
The thing I find most interesting about this is that you wear pasties to work. Like, I am in complete shock. I must be out of the loop. You don't wear just like a regular bra, you wear pasties?
Oh, it depends on what the shirt is. Well, this particular top, it was a pasty because all of my other bras, you could like see the straps and stuff like that.
Okay.
But man, after that, no more pasties at work.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like, I don't even have pasties. Like, do they have tassels on them that you swing around and stuff? Are they those kind of pasties?
No. They're just the clear adhesive ones. I think they just were running out of the adhesive part because they've been worn so much.
So
one boob was in place, the other boob was just free.
It was free. It was a free for all with the right boobie.
That's the worst, having a wardrobe malfunction at work. You feel so helpless. Like, it's just, there's just like nothing you can do, nowhere you can go. And you have to call in for reinforcements, no pun intended. Like, you should have called James. Like, can you bring me a bra or something? Like, what? I've had Matt bring me the stuff before when I was like, oh my gosh, I am stuck. Can you please bring me this? It's I wouldn't say a regular thing, but it's definitely happened before.
It happens. I'm trying to think the last time I had one. I think it was Halloween 2 years ago when you were Mario and I was Luigi, and I got out there and my Luigi outfit was just a little bit too tight in the groin area. And I look back in all these photos, and I like to repost the photos, but I need to cover up that area because it looks like I'm smuggling potatoes. Those pants were way too tight on me.
Well, it's funny. I love how you're like, it was just too tight in the groin area. But what the reality of it is didn't you pick a little boy's costume? Didn't you? wasn't it the boys extra large?
Mercedes, that was our secret.
So, the groin area is way too tight.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2161.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6:01. It's Tuesday, October 29th. Thank you guys so much for joining us this morning, getting things going on this chilly Tuesday morning. Something happened this weekend, and then it happened again yesterday that I noticed. Are there little things that people do that you find really respectful, that you think are really nice? Over the weekend, we were at the Hofbrauhaus doing the keg tapping, and we were there raising money for Metro's canine unit. And at the end, we're doing a big picture with all the officers and the dogs and stuff. And I noticed something. When we were taking the picture, the officers were doing the hand hover, where they put their hands behind you, but they don't touch you. They just kind of put it behind you and give you like a couple of inches of air. So they're not like grabbing onto you. And I noticed that. And then yesterday, we had one of our teachers for Teacher of the Month come on into the station, and we took a picture, and I noticed that the teacher, he was a male teacher, he set himself up in a way where he could do the hand hover, but then I kind of moved in a different direction, and so there was some room. And as a woman, I really appreciated that. I really appreciated not being like grabbed like by a guy in a photo.
And it was just
like
on a photo.
A little thing, just a tiny little thing that I don't even know if they realize they did it or if it's just common practice. But Is there like something really little that someone does that you find so respectful and you appreciate so much? I really appreciate the hand hover.
I can see that. Absolutely. Very respectful of those guys. There's a little thing that happens at the gym, and I think it's a little nod of respect, and I do it to other people at the gym and people do it to me. But let's say I'm doing the bench press and I've got a couple plates on each side, and then maybe there's a 25 pound plate that's on the rack that's attached to the bench press that I'm using. If someone comes up to take that weight, they always like, I love it when someone checks, like, are you going to use this 25 pound next? Can I take it? And then go ahead and take it. And I do the same thing. If someone's working on a machine and there's some plates there that I might need before I take it off the machine, I'm like, little check. Are you going to use this? Maybe they're doing a superset and they want to grab that weight next. And 9 times out of 10, like, go ahead, take it. And you just take it off the machine and go. I think it's a little sign of respect at the gym.
Very nice. Yeah. Just the little things that people can do to make the other person's day, and they may not even realize that they're doing it.
But then with your photos too, with the hover hand, they're respecting you, but it also still looks like a very nice photo. There's no like awkwardness in the background.
If it's a woman, like, I don't care. Let's put our hands around each other. But sometimes, like, and it's nothing against men in general, but sometimes it's like too much where I feel like, okay, like, give me a little room, you know? And I don't think there's any ill intent in it, but you know, sometimes people are like way up in your space. Are you like a big hugger in photos?
It depends on the situation. I know if I'm taking a picture with you, I do put my arm around you. Do you want me to do hover hand? I can start hover handing.
I'm just trying to think like how tight you squeeze. Are you a squeezer?
No, I'm not. I will put my arm around you, but I'm not a pull in and squeeze guy.
Do you do that with all women? Do you put your arms around all women when you take photos?
Yeah, if I'm taking a photo, I go high and I would put my arm around the shoulder, yes, but I'm not a tight squeezer.
I would like maybe reconsider, because not all women are like comfortable with that. Some women are like, whoa, like what's going on here? But I don't know. I just thought it was really nice. Steph, when someone takes a picture with you, like a guy, does it make you uncomfortable if they're like, if you don't know them that well and they're like, you know, putting their arms around you?
I think on the shoulder is fine, but I feel like anything below like the middle back, it'd be kind of weird. But like if JC was like, hey, buddy, what's up? Like, that's fine. But anything below that, it's just like, okay, no.
I always go high. I never go low.
Okay.
I never, yeah. To me, that's
fine to me.
Yeah, I'll go high.
What about someone you don't know that well?
Someone I don't know, maybe a little weird.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty good at like getting people's first impressions. So if they're cool, but if they're kind of like, ooh, and they did that, I would feel a little weird. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you got to be really aware of like how you set yourself up in photos, because it can be a little uncomfortable. I've been really uncomfortable in photos. You see it. I'm like, ugh, why is this person pulling me in so close to them?
Is it situational too? Because we'll be out, like, let's say the food drive. Someone comes by and did a donation at the food drive. And they go, let's get a picture. I think 9 times out of 10, whoever it was, the hand was on the shoulder. I put hand on shoulder, not squeezing that person in, but yeah, let's get a photo. Nice to meet you. And then I'll put hand gently on the shoulder.
Is it gently? I think it really depends on the person and how they feel about personal contact. Some people just don't want to be touched. So I think you got to kind of analyze that and kind of see how they, I like to let people kind of set themselves up first, and then I set myself up according to them. But sometimes I don't want to be like pulled in and like have my shoulder, because I feel trapped when the hands are around the shoulder sometimes. And so if I don't know you and you're doing that, I feel trapped. I'm like, why are they trapping me? Maybe it's just me.
No, I don't think you're not alone on that. And I think too, if I'm not doing the, I'm trying to think, if not hand on the shoulders, hands in my pocket.
Yeah, or hover hands.
Hands in my pocket, so stand behind you.
I love the hover hand. I think that is just so nice and so respectful. I really appreciate the hover hand.
I think it's funny if you look at that picture with that teacher that we took yesterday, because if he's giving you the hover hand, I did notice that him and I were really going, wait, two dudes, a little bit different, but we were going tight on each other. I think if you look at the photo whenever we post it, we'll see him hover handing you, and him and I are like, we're long lost bros, like, what's up?
Okay.
Different with guys, though. Yeah. That's why I think it's different with guys and ladies. Let's talk about what's coming up on the show. Mercedes mentioned it earlier. It was just announced. Duran Duran will be here in concert, Fountain Blue, December 30th. We've got your tickets. Win them before you can buy them. And that happens right around 7:30 when you conquer the Mega Minute. Then up here next, we do have What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Adele and Celine Dion. We talked about this yesterday, how they reunited at Adele's show over the weekend. And now Adele is explaining why she got so emotional. We have details coming up in What's Trending.
Fall into 5K. Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, what's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1.
If you missed it yesterday, Adele and Celine Dion, they're trending. Adele got a very emotional surprise during her Saturday show in Las Vegas. A fan posted a video on X showing Adele singing the song When We Were Young when she approached Celine Dion, who was seated in a box to the side of the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. Well, the pair, they hugged for several minutes. More like seconds, but they were saying a few words to each other, and it was just so sweet. Celine held Adele's face in her hands. Both women had tears in their eyes. I mean, the song is playing in the background.
Let me fall.
And Adele's like, you guys sing. This is so emotional. She was really crying. Well, now we know why that interaction meant so much to Adele. Yesterday, she posted a statement regarding the interaction. She says, I have been performing in Celine Dion's room at the Coliseum for almost 2 years now. 4 weeks to go. It was the only venue I wanted to play in Vegas because it was built for her. I have a picture of her right next to the stage that I touch every night before I walk on. And she came to the show this weekend and it was a surprise and it was a moment. Celine, I love you so very, very much. Words will never sum up what you mean to me or what you coming to my show means, let alone how it felt seeing you back in your palace with your beautiful family. I was like so touched reading that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Hearing that and then just watching that video, it just, you get teared up watching it. You see just the genuine excitement in Adele's face. And then when they hug and embrace, you said it for a couple moments and she whispers something to Adele and they touch each other's face. It's magical. It really is.
It's like such a, she said it was such a full circle moment for her mm-hmm. to be there with her. And I have to imagine, like, you know, you're going out there and that's what she does during that song. She goes out in the crowd. And there's people from all over the world wanting to take pictures with her, like, you know, singing along with her. And then you make eye contact with your idol, the person who inspired you, who really, you know, built that area that you're singing in because it was made especially for her. I can totally see why she got emotional in that point.
Yeah. And you've seen Adele's show a couple times, right?
It's spectacular.
It
is unreal. Like, I thought, well, Adele, typically her songs are kind of slower and it's going to be really mellow. Not at all. I was fully entertained the entire time. And I know she only has 4 weeks left. If there is any way you can get your hand on a ticket, I could not recommend a show more. Like, it is truly an experience.
And just to think, you go back to when she canceled a show at the last minute and everything went down. People are like, oh, what is Adele doing? What'd she do to her fans? And it comes as one of the biggest shows in Las Vegas. And fans just absolutely love it. It's neat to see that.
Kind of sad it's coming to an end. And that is what's trending. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Is there something that never fails to make you cry? Like, no matter what, if you see this, you are going to lose it. Maybe it's a movie. Maybe it's hearing a certain song. On the surface, this wouldn't make me cry.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22.
The song 22 by Taylor Swift. Just as a song, it's a fun, it's an upbeat song. But I love watching the live streams of Taylor's concerts on the Eras Tour. And she was in New Orleans this past weekend. I'm watching. And every time she sings this song in concert, she gives her hat to a little kid at the end of the stage. And I cry every single time I see that happen. Does anyone else cry at that? Or is there something that will make you cry no matter what? The look of anticipation on these little kids' faces as she's approaching. They're like singing and they're like, ah, they're so excited. And then she comes up, she gets down on her knees and she talks with them. She holds their hands and you can read their lips. A lot of times they're saying, I love you so much. I love you so much. And she's like, I love you too. They'll give her like a friendship bracelet. And then she'll take her hat off and put it on their head and they'll start crying. And oh my gosh, I'm tearing up as I'm talking
about
it.
And she does this every single concert?
Every single concert. You want a real tearjerker one? Watch her LA concert when she gives the hat to Kobe Bryant's daughter.
Oh gosh, are you serious?
You will lose it. Oh my gosh.
I'm watching this. It's not Kobe's daughter, but it's just some random girl. It's so sweet.
It is the sweetest thing ever. I mean, I have watched so many of them. They're so sweet. Is there something that never fails to make you cry? 702-364-9400. Sarah, good morning. What is it for you?
Hi, for me, it's that movie Coco at the end when Miguel sings that song to his grandmother, Remember Me.
Oh, my gosh. That is, like, heart-wrenching. I love that movie. That is such a good one, Sarah. Just kidding. What is it for you?
Anytime you see military personnel, mom or dad coming home and surprising their kids or loved ones, it brings me to tears every single time. The most recent one I saw was a dad was coming home from service and he was surprising his kid, maybe 8, 9 years old, and his kid was doing karate lessons. And for some reason in this karate lesson, they're blindfolded and he's kind of sparring with the instructor blindfolded, and the dad walks in and steps in, the instructor steps out, and the kid is now swinging at, he doesn't realize it's his dad, and he takes his blindfold off, and just, oh my gosh, it's that moment of shock that hits everyone, and then the moment of pure joy when they run up and they give an embrace that you just can't even explain. It just might be such an amazing feeling, not expecting to see your mom or dad coming back from service and they're right there in front of you. Gets me every time.
And just the fact that they are serving their country and then they finally get to come back to see their family. Yes, I totally agree with those. Are always so emotional. Brittany, what never fails to make you cry?
Birthday party. So I can be watching a random stranger's birthday. They turn 5. They turn like 16, 18. I am bawling. Think about Mike, like when they were first born. It's a tearjerker every time.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. If you really sit and think about it, it's like, what a momentous occasion. And it's like, oh, you start reflecting on your own life and the lives of the people that you love.
Yep. Tears.
I know, tears all the time.
Oh,
thank
gosh.
You so much. This text just came in. The end scene of the movie Encanto when grandma recounts the story of the loss of her husband. Yup, that one was super emotional. Savannah, this one, I am with you. My entire family was bawling. She wrote all of The Wild Robot. I cried so much watching that movie in theaters. Let's talk to Diane. Diane, what never fails to make you cry?
Anytime I see a video on YouTube or TikTok of a dog getting adopted, I just can't.
Their faces, like they know what's happening, you know? They're like, I'm breathing new life into this. So sweet.
So special. It's Mix 94.1.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So keep this in mind if you shop at Costco. They are the latest company that's dealing with a recall. They pulled chicken products that may be contaminated with listeria. They say that Costco members should return their ready-to-eat chicken for a full refund. Some of the products being recalled are part of a larger recall of Bruce Patton. pack meats that were found to be contaminated, which include cooked chicken products from Rana and El Monterey. The recall also includes the ReadyWise emergency protein bucket and Red's Southwestern Grill chicken mini burritos. Now, under a separate recall are certain packages of its Kirkland signature smoked salmon. If you bought that between October 9th and October 13th, you want to return that. They're concerned about contamination on that, too. So just be aware. Lots of recalls happening right now.
Yeah, I know you're a Costco member. And you go to Costco, any of this stuff affect you?
No. I mean, I buy chicken there pretty regularly, but I haven't bought it recently. Mm-hmm. So I like to buy the stuff and then freeze it. That way, we always have it on hand.
Something ready to go, yeah.
Man, they really stepped up their game on ready-to-eat meals over at Costco. Like, they have stuff that is like in their ready to eat section where you just have to basically warm it up, like lasagnas and pennies and fettuccines. And I saw something, well, they have we buy our salmon from there. Usually they have it already like pre ready to go. You just have to stick it in the oven. They have like so much good ready to eat stuff right there.
Albertsons has stepped their game up as well. I think a lot of these chain stores are starting to do that because they realize, you know, obviously people are on the go, they don't have time to make a dinner, but they want a nice, you know, round, wholesome meal. It's easy to just to heat up in the microwave. And I've noticed Albertson has done that as well.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I definitely don't want to spend too much time.
Makes it easier on us,
but
yeah.
I still feel like it's home cooked because I put it in my oven. You know?
Absolutely.
Also this morning, I've never been to a show at the Sphere in Vegas, but every time I've heard about people going to one, I've just heard nothing but great things. This is the first time I've heard something that was not so great about the Sphere. So Vince Gill, the singer, he plays with the Eagles now, and they have a residency at the Sphere, but he says playing there is not all it's cracked up to be. He said, it's the most people I've ever been ignored by. You're playing, and they're looking at all the stuff on the ceiling. They're not paying attention to you. He said, music to me has never been visual. A great show to me is watching Merle Haggard stand there singing me a great song after a great song. That's still what I want to hear when I go hear music. I don't necessarily want to see it. So if, you know, I mean, he is right. If you go see a show at the Sphere, you're going to be watching what's going on. Probably not the people on stage that much, but it's just funny because he's going to be playing with the Eagles there through March.
They extended their residency. Yeah. I saw you two there, and I felt like there was a good balance of there's a lot of show and a lot of stuff happening. But there's a good balance where some of the stuff was still kind of stripped down, and the focus was just on the band and watching them do their thing on stage. And our seats were lower seats. We're in section 100, so it was more, my focus was more of in front of me of seeing the band, and I would look up and see the whole theatrics band, the whole thing. But with you two, I thought there was enough balance of craziness, but also the guys on stage doing their thing.
Well, I mean, I do disagree with him. I do think that there is a visual aspect to music. I think that it can serve as a tool to enhance it. You know, you can really kind of put colors and visuals to the sounds that you're listening to. So I get that, you know, they're not staring at him the whole time, but I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. That way you don't have to constantly, like, you can concentrate on playing your music and you don't have to like put on a show for people. I mean, you are putting on a show, but you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And so I think it's a good thing to have that as an accessory to your concert.
When I first saw the story and I didn't realize Vince Gill was performing with the Eagles when he was saying playing at the Sphere. I'm like, when was Vince Gill playing at the Sphere?
Yeah,
when did I miss
that? Now.
He's part of the Eagles. Yeah.
Finally this morning, this is crazy. So Samsonite luggage, they're known for being sturdy, nearly indestructible. And now the company has gone to extremes to prove it. The high-end Proxis Global carry-on spinner, they catapulted that suitcase from space and watched it descend to Earth to see
what
how it would do.
Serious?
They threw this thing out from space and wanted to see how it would hold up when it landed on Earth. Samsonite teamed up with a marketing agency called Sent Into Space. So they specialize in sending products sky high to see if they can survive for the test. So after surviving negative 85 degree temperatures and dropping at over 200 miles per hour, their luggage landed in a desert with barely a scratch on it.
It's got a GoPro attached to it as it's falling.
It's incredible to see how it just kind of plopped right there. I'm like, wow, if that's ever an ad for a really durable suitcase, that is it.
Oh, look at that. It hit right there. They have a chase team and everything, and there was no... It hits the ground, and the suitcase is absolutely just
fine. It's just completely fine. Meanwhile, mine is like open in baggage claim, my underwear sticking out.
They can't get that right. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
These beautiful things that I've got.
Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the morning. If you ever want to call the show, chime in, have a question, a comment, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 702-364-9400. Do you think you should be allowed to use your sick days at work to take care of your sick pet? Should that be allowed? Because New York City, they may be making it a thing. There's this new amendment that would allow anyone to use sick days to take care of their pet. Right now, you can only use them if you or someone is in your family is sick. And the basic argument here is that your pets are your family. So, I mean, maybe if you have a cool boss, they already let you do that. But this way, it would be written into the city's bylaws. So companies would have to say it's okay. It just got proposed this week, so it's not happening anytime soon. But do you think that's a good idea?
It depends on the situation, because I'm lucky enough where Laura works at home. So if one of our dogs is sick, I can still come to work and know she's there to take care of the dog. But also Laura travels a lot and she's out of town right now and she took Zoe with her. So just me and Jax, if I were to wake up tomorrow morning and Jax is super, super, super sick, I've got no one to turn to take care of the guy. It's on me to do it.
So you would have to use a sick day.
I think I would either. If I'm in that situation, I think I would come in and ask, talk to you guys about leaving early. I think I would come in, I would start my day, get things up and running, and then try to get out of here maybe like 8:30 to get back to him to take him to the vet. That's because if I'm home alone. But if Laura's there, it's on her. She can handle things. But if I'm home alone by myself, or you're a single pet owner, I can see where they're coming from.
Well, what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Elaine, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Using your sick days for your pets being sick, do you think that's okay?
100%. Our pets are like family to us. I have four dogs of myself. Most of us, I think, have a finite number of sick days, and the reality is we use them how we see fit as adults. So if a dog is sick and that's the reason you have to take a day off, so be it. So, yeah, absolutely.
Do you think that it's okay for your work, or does your work have the right to ask, like, why are you using a sick day? So, because for me, I just wouldn't say. I would just call and say, sorry, I have to use a sick day today. I don't need to tell you why, if it's me or my kid or my animal. Like, I never am, like, with, if it were you guys, I would tell you, but like, I don't feel like you have to be super specific, or do you?
I don't think they can ask. I think if you're sick and you call your supervisor and say, hey, I'm using a sick day, I don't think they can press you and say, well, what's wrong with you? They just have to, if you have the sick days, you're opting to use it, and they just have to accept it as is. They can't press it. But I do feel like us in the inner circle that we would share why, but I think the higher ups, they can't ask.
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Rachel on hold saying, if this is the case, you don't need to take the sick day. So we're going to talk to Rachel, get her opinion. Chelsea's on hold. Leanne's on hold. We'll talk to all of them and more of your calls coming up here at 702-364-9400. Right now, it's Fall Out Boy, and this is Mix 94.1. Hey, Rachel. How you doing this morning?
Hi. Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good. We're talking about using a sick day if your pet is sick. What do you think?
Okay. Well, I mean, the world doesn't stop, you know, for anyone. So if your dog is sick, unless it's like really serious, like near death, I don't think you should take the sick day. I mean, those bills got to get paid.
This is true. So you're saying, like, okay, if they're really like on the verge of death, obviously you got to do what you got to do. But if they're just like looking like, oh, they don't feel good, they don't have that usual pep in their step, it's like just leave them and just wait till you get home.
Yeah, I mean, they usually bounce back.
Rachel, what if they're vomiting? Is that a cause to stay home if your dog is getting sick or has got diarrhea or something? There's a physical illness. Would you allow the person to stay home then?
I mean, maybe. I would maybe give a call to my vet first just to see, you know, the severity of it. Because, I mean, animals are like people. We all get sick sometimes. And sometimes you just got to let it go through the body.
What do you guys think? We're getting a lot of comments on this. If you missed it earlier, they are talking about making this a new amendment in New York where anyone is able to use sick days to take care of their pet. Just a proposed idea right now. But what do you think? We'll take more of your calls coming up next. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. New York City might adopt a law that would let people take sick days so they can take care of their sick pet. And we want to know what you think about this. Do you think it's okay to use your sick days for something like that? Or do you feel like, hey, you know, maybe that's going a little too far. Sick days are for you to be sick and that's it. Steph, I had no idea you actually had to deal with this exact situation before. What happened?
Yeah, a couple months ago, Momo was kind of lethargic. He wasn't eating his dinner and we weren't sure what was up with him. Thankfully, he was feeling better. But that night, James and I were going back and forth like maybe tomorrow I should take a sick day and take care of him because he's busy with meetings and stuff. And yes, he works from home. But he was like, no, I don't think you should use your sick day on Momo. I don't even know if you can. Ultimately, thankfully, he was better. But I was like, I will take the sick day. And James is like, don't just go to work. But that's what happened. I think that's what we should do as dog parents.
I feel like it sucks that we are putting so much thought into this. I just feel like if you get a sick day, you should be able to use your sick day. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I look back on the incidences with our pets or horses and stuff where, like you said, Laura did stay home to take care of them. But we have, Laura's got two horses and they've been really sick and having surgeries done. And I remember one of them was having emergency surgery. It was happening all morning. It got to the point where it's just affecting me. And I told you, I'm like, I have to go. And I left early. But there was this guilt. I think I left the show at like 8:30. I felt guilty for leaving, but have the sick days, have the time to use it and using it for something that's important to me. We shouldn't have that guilt when we do these things.
Hey, Leanne, what do you think?
Oh, good morning. Yeah, you know, I think 100% you can use it for animals. I mean, if you're going to get in trouble for calling out, regardless of what you're calling out for, who cares, right?
Well, I don't understand, like, what is the rule? Do you have to say what you're calling in for? Again, I go back to, like, I don't think they need to know. I'll just say, hey, I'm using a sick day today. But if they can, your employer asks, like, well, what are you sick with or what's going on?
I don't know. I mean, I take sick calls for my department, but, and they do say why, but I don't think it's necessary why. I have people say, personal reasons, I'm sick. Sometimes I give too much information, but it's okay, you know. It's an occurrence regardless, so.
I do feel like times have changed. If you go back maybe 20 years ago, you do the call in with the sick voice to let them like, oh, wow, they really sound sick when they called in. Now I can just say, hey, I'm using a sick day. I'm not coming in today.
Or just text it, you know.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
Thanks, Leanne. Let's talk to Chelsea. Hey, Chelsea, what do you think?
Oh, you know what? I am totally on board with use your sick days for whatever you want. If you want to go stay home with your baby, stay home with them.
You know, I think about this because I think between the two of us, we've accumulated hundreds of sick days here and we rarely use them. It is a rare day that we use them. And I think, what if we just like took off the rest of the year and said we were sick for the rest of the year?
Just go have some fun, huh?
Yeah, exactly. But that's, you lose them if you don't use them. So why not? Celine, she's one of our junior listeners. Celine, good morning. What do you think?
I think you should take sick days because your pet is your family.
I love that. Do you have a pet, Celine?
Yes.
Who is your pet?
Whiskey.
And has Whiskey
She's
been
a golden retriever?
Aww. Has Whiskey ever been sick?
Yeah.
What happened?
She threw up.
Did you stay home from school to take care of her?
Yes.
Aww. Well, if Celine says it's okay, I think it's okay. Thanks, Celine.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Are you ready? time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Good morning, Justin. How are you?
Oh, we're doing good. How are you?
Good. You're with your daughter this morning. What's her name?
This is Savannah. We're on our way to school here.
Hi, Savannah. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
All right. You guys are in for the Mega Minute. This is very exciting. Here's the deal, guys. If you hear one of these questions and either one of you knows the answer, just shout it out. As long as I hear a correct answer, we'll move on to the next question, okay?
All right.
All right, you guys are playing for these tickets to go see Duran Duran. You'll have 60 seconds on the clock to answer 10 questions correctly. If you do get one wrong or pass on one, we'll come back to that question at the end. And Justin and Savannah, the Mega Minute, you start now.
Simon Le Bon is the lead singer for what band?
What was that?
Simon Le Bon is the lead singer for what band?
Is that Duran Duran?
Yes. What is the southernmost continent on Earth?
Australia?
No. Daylight saving time begins in March and ends in what month?
June.
No. The music genre R&B stands for what?
Rhythm and blues?
Yes. Which Asian country is famous for the fast food chain Jollibee?
China.
No. How many minutes is a quarter in football?
15.
Yes. What Office actor is Emily Blunt married to?
No idea.
Pass. Debbie Reynolds plays Aggie Cromwell in what Halloween movie? Oh, darn it.
Man, that's harder. It's harder than it looks.
It is, Justin. It's no joke. The Mega Minute is really tough. Just some of these answers. Debbie Reynolds, she plays Aggie Cromwell in what Halloween movie? That movie's Halloween Town. Mm. Going back to the beginning, the southernmost continent on Earth is Antarctica. The daylight savings time begins in March and ends in what month? It ends in November. And the famous Asian country that is known for the fast food chain Jollibee, that's the Philippines. Also, the Office actor that Emily Blunt is married to is John Krasinski. Justin, Savannah, I'm so sorry. Some of those were really tough questions. I would not say this was an easy Mega Minute today by any means. So that means caller 20 right now, you get these tickets, two of them, to see Duran Duran on December 30th at the Blue Live Theater at the Fountain Blue Las Vegas. Tickets haven't even gone on sale yet, but they are yours right now when you're caller 20 at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
It is an exciting day for fans of Olivia Rodrigo.
I'm so obsessed with your ex.
Her new concert film, Olivia Rodrigo Guts World Tour, hits Netflix today. So the film is going to bring the arena into your living room, which is the best seat in the house, let's be honest. It chronicles her stop in LA while she was on her 93-date arena tour. Meanwhile, she is expected to soon announce the second leg of her Guts tour. So we will keep our fingers crossed, hoping that she will be making Las Vegas one of the stops on that leg.
Was she one of these random artists like Sabrina Carpenter that skipped Las Vegas?
She skipped Las Vegas, yeah.
I don't get that. Why artists do that?
I think a lot of it has to do with the politics in this town.
Really?
And the casinos and the casinos offering certain amounts of money. And yeah, I think it's all politics, honestly. So, and there are a lot of events going on here. And I think some of it has to do with the venues that are available. You know, you have sports in some of these venues and they can't make it on there. They have to route them a certain way. And so if you're only here in November, but there's like a Golden Knights game at the T-Mobile in November, what are you going to do?
That's a good point. We need another arena.
Yeah. Also this morning, Gisele Bündchen, she is expecting her third child, her first with her boyfriend, Joaquim Valente. He is a jiu-jitsu instructor that she began dating last summer. She shares two children with her ex Tom Brady and is reported really excited about this new chapter, focusing on building a beautiful, peaceful, loving environment. She split with Brady in 2022, and her relationship with Joaquim became public shortly thereafter. Well, after her baby news dropped, all eyes turned to Tom Brady, his social media accounts, and he did not disappoint. First, sources made it very clear that the model told Brady and their children that she was pregnant ahead of the news getting a hold of the story. So she wanted to make sure that they heard it from her
and not from
the media. But the NFL GOAT, he took to Instagram with a picture of a sunset and the Chicks remake of Fleetwood Mac's song Landslide. And the caption features the lyrics, "Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love?" So it seems like it was a little tip of the hat to the change in his life.
Well, I've been afraid of changing.
Now we have Tom Brady making the cryptic Instagram post.
I do give, though, them much respect of letting them know ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
And not finding out through the media and stuff like that. And it's nice that they have that line of communication, but that is a cryptic post that he did. I've got a friend who's kind of going through the whole situation with a divorce, and there's kids involved, and one side of the party is not being, they're not doing anything wrong, but they're just not alerting him to things. And it bothers me, upsets me. Like someone moving in and not giving them the heads up. Like, I don't know, in my mind, if you get a divorce and you've got kids and there's kids involved and you have someone moving in with you, I think you should let your partner know that someone's moving in with your kids and you should meet that person.
Do you feel like they should do that if they don't have kids?
No, I think kids are involved. If they don't have kids, yeah, do your own thing. But I think kids are involved because there's your connection. That's your child who's now in a house with a stranger that you don't know. I think you should do the respectful thing. It's like, hey, like, you know, meet my boyfriend, my girlfriend, whoever, they're moving in with me. And just so you're all on the same page and all know each other when there's kids involved.
I agree with letting them know, but I don't know about the meeting thing. Sometimes you just know, like, people are not going to click. And I don't know if that's something that... Yeah, I think it's great if you have that relationship, but I don't think that's something that you should have to do. Like, the last thing I want to do is now create this tense environment because my ex is not going to like my new boyfriend, and now it's going to be them fighting and just, you know what I mean? I do agree that they should let them know for sure, though.
I think they got to meet. I think and be respectful about it on both parties, too. Don't come at the guy hot or the girl hot. Just like, okay, this is okay. Nice to meet you. You're the one that's going to be living with my daughter all the time, my son all the time. Okay, I just want to know who's going to be around my kid or who my kid's going to be around all the time. That's just my opinion.
Okay. Finally, this morning. So daylight savings time ends in the very early hours this Sunday, November 3rd. And even though we get an extra hour of sleep, experts warn that falling back can really disrupt our health. Changes to our sleep pattern that can affect everything from our performance at work to our mental health and mood. So sleep medicine specialists and psychologists are sharing some tips here on how you can avoid the winter blues or seasonal affective disorder, which they call SAD. They say that if you can get some natural light in the morning or even try light box therapy or lamps that mimic the sun, that could help you a ton. Also, exercise, huge pick me up. It boosts your mood, serotonin levels, especially if you do it outside. That really helps. And then also just be aware of those red flags of seasonal depression, like not really wanting to do the things you usually enjoy, or when you find yourself really kind of isolating from other people. That is a big sign too.
Now, coming up here on the show, we've got a lot going on, including the 9 o'clock hour. We started this on Monday. It's Mercedes in the Morning's Trick or Tickets. You're going trick or treating at one of our houses, and you're getting some really cool concert tickets. It's all coming up next hour. It's Mix 94, 9 o'clock hour. It's Mix 94.1.
It's Mercedes in the Morning. I can't believe Halloween is 2 days away. I actually kind of feel like last weekend was Halloween a little bit. I saw a lot of people had their Halloween parties, a lot of costumes. So now it's like, oh, wait, it's still 2 days away. It feels like it already happened.
It was like
some
the warm-up.
Cases.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. I've got some friends that I'm going to go visit on Halloween night, and it's real interesting. Has neighborhood hopping gotten out of control on Halloween? How are things in your neighborhood? I'm talking about when you realize that kids from different neighborhoods, sometimes vans of kids will come to your neighborhood and go trick-or-treating. Has it gotten out of control? Because my one friend that I go visit on Halloween, they live in it's a guard-gated community, and I'm going to go over there, and I'm on the list, so I don't have to worry about getting in. My buddy was telling me, he said, come over whenever because you're on the list. But this year, They're closing the gate. Normally, for the past 10 years, they would just keep the gate open on Halloween, let any kid that wants to come into the neighborhood enjoy all the decorations, enjoy all the candy. But I guess things have gotten so out of control with so many people coming in their neighborhood that residents voted on closing the gates on Halloween. So unless you're live in that neighborhood or have a way to access the neighborhood through the gates, they're not going to allow any neighborhood hopping on Halloween.
Why? What was the whole reason for it, that they didn't want other people to come in?
Yeah, apparently it was just the amount of kids that were coming through. My friends were all for it. They loved it. It was an event to see all these kids come through. But I guess other people were just kids galore were coming through, running out of candy, people everywhere. And they also put a cap on it. I think everything has to be done by 9 o'clock, he was saying as well.
That, I mean, I've been on both sides of that before, where I've had people come in our neighborhood. And this was the old neighborhood I used to live in. And that one, the only reason it bothered me in that neighborhood was the parking situation. There were cars everywhere, and I felt like the kids, like you couldn't see the kids because there were cars parked all over the place. That was the only reason it bothered me. I didn't care that kids from other neighborhoods came in there at all. I mean, I thought it was cute that they wanted to come into the neighborhood, but there would be just like big, huge vans parked in front of our house and in front of every house. And I just felt like it made it scary for the kids to walk around because they were walking in between cars, mm-hmm. and it was just kind of a mess. But I've also taken my kids to other neighborhoods before, and I've done that when we lived in a neighborhood where there was all old people living around us, and they didn't turn on their lights and they didn't pass out candy. So we would go to our friends' neighborhoods and trick or treat there because they were a younger neighborhood and they had a lot of stuff going on. What do you think about the neighborhood hopping thing? Does it drive you crazy, or do you think it's okay? 702-364-9400. Or maybe they're kids from, you know, one neighborhood that maybe they just don't get into Halloween, or maybe they get better stuff in certain neighborhoods. Does it bother you? Let's talk to Nicole. Nicole, what do you think?
Hey, I think ever since we were kids has been to chase down those big candy bars, go to the quote unquote rich neighborhoods and trick or treat as part of the Halloween tradition. So I think if people in the neighborhood don't want to participate, they turn off their lights, and maybe security in the guard gated neighborhoods just need to beef up a little bit for the day.
And just know that, hey, this is a one night a year kind of thing, and the kids are going to come in, and it's all about them having a little bit of fun.
Absolutely. I'm right there with, I don't mind it. It's the if the kids that knock or ring the doorbell when the lights are out. That's what bothers me. Lights out. Isn't that the international rule of I'm out of candy or I'm not taking care of business right now if lights are out?
I think there's some confusion, though, because we'll turn our lights out and we'll still get knocks, but because we have Halloween decorations up.
Oh.
Like, we can't go out there and take them all down all of a sudden. We'll still turn off the lights if we're done for the night, but there's still our pumpkins and our skulls and our skeletons out there. So they're like, oh, it's just a spooky Halloween with, like, no lights on, but it still looks Halloween. So that's why I think they show up.
That's a great point. Yeah. For me, lights out. No knocking,
yeah.
Kids. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, always streaming live on the Odyssey app. Those tickets for you to go see Morgan J, we got them with Heads Up here in about 5 minutes.
This is absolutely wild. There's a guy on X who tweeted last week, "My aunt woke up from a 13-year coma." That's it. That's all they tweeted. And this tweet has gone viral because everyone is like, well, there's a lot of like, congratulations, that's amazing. But now people are talking to this person about all the things that they're going to have to fill in their aunt on, that what they've missed in the past 13 years. So the people of the internet are like, okay, you have to fill her in on this since 2011. I mean, we're talking things from the pandemic to who's running for president. People are catching up the ant on all the things that they consider important. So if you had to catch up someone who has been in a coma for 13 years, what would you catch them up on? I saw this, and the very first thing that I thought of was, wow, she would, one, be shocked to find out who's running for president, and two, she's going to have 8 brand new Taylor Swift albums to listen to. 8 of them. We are talking about Red, 1989, Reputation, Lover, Folklore, Evermore, Midnights, and Tortured Poets Department. She has never heard any of these albums that have come out since 2011.
She is so lucky to experience all that stuff.
That is incredible. What else would you fill someone in who just woke up from a coma for 13 years, what would you fill them in on? 702-364-9400. Some of these answers are so funny. It says, wait until she finds out LeBron is still hooping after
right?
all these
yeah.
years.
Uh-huh.
This one says, oh, she'll listen to Renaissance for the first time. That's pretty cool. Tell her Grey's Anatomy is still going and they're on season 21. What else would you tell her?
Auntie can sit down and enjoy Hunger Games. Maybe she read the books, but the movies, she can see all the movies as well. Las Vegas, we've got hockey. There's hockey in Vegas and the team is incredible. They won the Stanley Cup. Auntie might be surprised about that. Harvey Weinstein and Pitney. Sit down, Auntie.
Yeah, she's got some news to hear on that. Absolutely.
What are the deaths? The celebrity deaths? You think about singers.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Tom Petty comes to mind. Who else has passed away since 2011?
Betty White.
Betty White. Oh, yes.
Poor Betty White.
Was Prince in that window, too, or was Prince before 2011?
I'm not sure on that one. Some of the other ones are saying things like, ask her if she bought Bitcoin. This one says,
she was on her way to buy it, and then she got hit by a car, and she's been in a coma ever since.
She's going to read the news for like 15 minutes and then ask to be put back under.
Does Auntie have Instagram? I think Instagram was coming out right around that time.
I think it wasn't it before that? I want to say it was before that. She's lucky AF because she can watch the Dark Knight trilogy and Interstellar for the first time. One of our junior listeners, Zane, is on the phone. Zane, what would you tell someone that just woke up from a coma for 13 years?
I would tell them about Skibidi Toilet.
And how would you explain Skibidi Toilet to this woman?
It's like a toilet with a head in it.
Skibidi Toilet Riz? What about Skibidi Toilet Riz?
Yeah.
Auntie would be like, I'm on a different planet.
What is this new language this that kid? We just found out about?
Auntie would have to learn about Bruce Jenner because I think Bruce was not Caitlyn back in 2011.
Oh, is that so?
I think so. It was around that time frame.
Wow. Someone on this tweet says, congrats. Explain to her immediately that if she was a big Shia LaBeouf fan, maybe it's time for her to move on there. This one says, congrats. Good luck explaining what happened for the last 13 years. Your aunt is in for a ride. This one says she's not going to be happy. It was peaceful in 2011. Wow, your aunt's about to find out that Nicki Minaj is the queen of rap. Congratulations. I mean, that is debatable, but I would say that she's definitely right up there. People are coming up with such funny things, but most of them have to do with the presidency and what's going on right now.
Auntie's like, huh?
She's going to be like, yeah, I think I'll go back to sleep. You'll wake me up when this is over.
What time is it right now? I think it's a couple more hours. Well, let's do this. It's time for Heads Up, and we want you to play. You just got to be caller 20. And that phone number is 702-364-9400. You're caller 20. You're playing Heads Up, and we got a cool prize for you.
Yes, we do. We have your tickets right now to check out comedian Morgan Jay. The This One's For You tour. It's happening on January 25th at the Palazzo over at the Venetian. Your tickets right now. Now with Heads Up, you get to pick your category, you get to pick your partner, and when you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, you will win. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural? or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Jessica, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads
All right.
Up?
Yeah. So ready.
Let's do it. We have these Morgan J tickets for you. He's going to be over at the Palazzo in January. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Head and Shoulders, United Nations, World Series, or Fall Back?
Let's do Fall Back.
Fall Back it is. Daylight saving time is on Sunday, and we are changing clocks. These are all things associated with time, okay?
Got it.
Who do you want to pick as your partner?
Let's do it, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Jessica, you got 60 seconds on the clock to get six correct, and you start now.
This is what you look at to see what time it is.
Watch. Clock.
A clock, yes. This is, there's a minute hand, and there's also one of these.
Seconds.
Yes. This is 360, like you have a...
days in a year.
Well, oh, no, okay. So, like, there's 12 months, and you might have one of these pinned to your wall to tell you what day it
calendar.
Is.
Calendar.
Yes. This is the time in which we change the clocks. This time specifically.
Daylight saving.
What time of the day specifically?
2 a.m.
Yes. This is what, if you have an iPhone, you might have one of these on your wrist.
It's an Apple iWatch or...
Yes. This is the current season. Another name for autumn.
Oh.
Yes.
All right.
Woo-hoo. Nice job, Jessica. Congratulations.
Awesome. Super excited. Thanks.
Well, you guys have like 10 seconds to spare, which is nice. And you just got tickets to go see Morgan J. This one's for you tour on Saturday, January 25th at the Palazzo Theater. Congrats.
I'm excited. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
And check this out. Next hour, we've got Mercedes in the Mornings Trick or Tickets. 9:10. You're going trick-or-treating at one of our houses, and you're going to get some really big concert tickets. It's a Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
If you are married to a strong woman, guys, does that ever make you feel a little insecure? Nick Cannon, he's speaking out about this, and he's discussing the insecurities that he faced when he was married to Mariah Carey, especially just around the ideas of self-identity and masculinity. He admitted that being married to the biggest star in the world left him really questioning his own identity, saying that he would lay up at night thinking, is this who I am? Am I just known as Mariah's husband? He said he felt a pressure to fit a role that he was not comfortable with. He said, you know, she's a very dominant presence, and that always made him feel like he kind of had to take a backseat. She's rocking being the alpha, but despite their differences, he says he really admires her. He's that she's super kind. She's really resilient. He even says that woman is not human. She is a gift from God, but that he admits that he was very insecure about himself when he was married to her.
I wonder how it would be if he married her today, read it all over again today, stepping into the relationship with more maturity. Because I was that way when I was younger. It was just an immaturity thing. When I say younger, I'm talking about being in my 20s. Now I love it. My wife is a strong, successful, alpha female, and I relish her success. I love it when it happens. I think it's a maturity thing. At least for me, it was.
Do you feel like she kind of wears the pants in the family?
Who wears the parents in your family?
You know, like kind of, you said she's alpha. So is she like the alpha in your relationship?
Yeah, she's the breadwinner of our relationship. I think what we do kind of caters towards her lifestyle, and I love it. And I'm very happy with our relationship right now.
Okay.
How was it with you? Would you consider yourself the alpha in the relationship with Matt, or is it split?
It's an interesting dynamic because no, I feel like he is definitely the alpha. He kind of like takes charge. However, I make more money, but at the same time, I like playing. I feel like we're very even, but he speaks out more than I do. So we're both alpha in different ways. He loves to take charge, but I like to kind of tell him, hey, this is how I want it. And he likes to kind of make things happen, you know? So it's very, I don't know if that's a bad thing to have two alphas, but it works for us because we like being alpha in our own way. If that makes any sense.
You each shine in your own way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a great relationship.
It's just a different kind of dynamic. Also this morning, everybody's talking about the big election, and there's a very surprising new poll that is out this morning. Earth-shattering stuff, you guys. Campbell's Soup released their annual Thanksgiving poll on America's favorite side dish, and we've got a major upset this year, you guys. Huge upset. Mashed potatoes is not number one anymore. It fell to number two this year behind stuffing.
Yes,
stuffing is number one. America's favorite Thanksgiving side dish. It came in number one. Mashed potatoes was number two. Sweet potatoes came in number three, followed by green bean casserole and mac and cheese. Someone tell me how green bean casserole beats macaroni and cheese. I'll wait. Like, that is just mind-boggling to me.
That came. What was it? One more time. What are the rankings?
Stuffing, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, green bean casserole, and mac and cheese.
Yeah, how does it make the top five?
I don't understand how that could happen. Maybe they only polled five people. 56% of Americans like Thanksgiving sides more than the entree. So turkey, ham, you know, all that stuff. It's just kind of 38% say they would be fine to fill their plate with just side dishes.
I know you're a sides person. I'm the same way. Just give me the sides. Steph, do you like the turkey or are you all in on the sides?
I'm upset because every Thanksgiving I've gotten on sides is white rice. Where's white rice on the list? I'm upset about that. And not only that, but I love fried chicken. Where's fried chicken on there?
Wait, white rice is a side dish on Thanksgiving?
Absolutely.
Boring.
Asian households, oh, you know what I'm talking about. White rice. If there's not white rice for Thanksgiving, I'm not going.
Seems boring to me.
I think it's a cultural thing. I mean, I don't think at your typical, you know, Thanksgiving dinner, you see a lot of white rice. You know, while I don't deny that, you know, it's great and it's a great side dish, I don't think that that's like on the list of the things they poll, you know?
I eat white rice every single night with dinner. Love white, but Thanksgiving, I don't want white rice.
Oh,
I want
what?
Thanksgiving. I want stuffing. I want mac and cheese.
Maybe I'll broaden my horizon with stuffing, because stuffing to me is disgusting.
Yeah,
I'm not
a big fan of stuffing
either.
Yeah,
dry.
And then my mom used to put like the liver from the turkey in there as a little filler, and whenever I got a bite of that, it was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, so I'm with you. I think stuffing's kind of overrated, honestly.
What?
Yeah.
The liver thing sounds good to me for some reason,
oh,
too.
Oh, my gosh.
How your mom is spicing it up a little bit. I stand for stuffing.
If there's sausage in it, I'm okay with it. But other than that, I'm just like, it's just soaked up bread with herbs, really.
Which then, are you on the mashed potato on that list?
I like the mashed potatoes. I like the macaroni and cheese. And I like the rolls.
Rolls are good.
I love the rolls.
Give me a good butter roll.
Yeah, exactly. Finally, this morning, so a village in Japan is struggling with a dwindling population. So they came up with an idea to create the feel of community. This the hamlet of Ichinono has less than 60 residents, and it only has one child in their village. 60 residents, one child. So it feels really empty. So now the town has mannequins that they are posing on swings. They are having them posed riding bikes, walking around, and they're just placed in random areas throughout the village. One resident who's 88 years old said, "We're probably outnumbered by puppets, but the population problem was spurred by families sending their kids off to college away from the area, and then they never come back." So Japan has over 20,000 communities where the bulk of their residents are 65 years and older.
I'm looking at some of these pictures, the mannequins, they look creepy.
It does have a very like surreal kind of, did you guys ever see that movie with Harry Styles? What was her name? Florence Pugh. Where is that? weird.
Oh, what was that? Yeah.
Like something, my darling, or good night, my darling, or something like that. That movie was creepy, and it kind of reminds me of this.
They had mannequins and stuff like that in
the
movie?
They didn't have mannequins, but it was like a set up world that they were told like that it's like utopia, and it definitely wasn't. But they show the 1 2-year-old kid that's the only human child in the village. I'm like, this kid must be so spoiled. He has all his grandparents around spoiling him.
Halloween is crazy for that kid. Hey, coming up here in about 15 minutes, it's Mercedes in the Morning's Trick or Tickets. You get to go trick-or-treating at one of our houses, and you're going to get yourself some big concert tickets. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
X94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. If you are following baseball, you probably know that the Dodgers continue to dominate the Yankees in the World Series. They are up 3-0. There is what hopefully, if you're a Yankees fan, is not the final game tonight. On game 4 is tonight. You're just looking at 0-3 comebacks. I'll never forget in 2004 when the Red Sox came back to beat the...
Oh, what a iconic series.
Oh my gosh, that was absolutely insane. And so will that happen tonight? I don't know. I hope so. But yeah, it's just, I love watching baseball, and I've been so bummed to see my Yankees just doing so poorly this go round.
I'm rooting for you, my friend. Tonight will be hopefully the night they turn it around. They turn things around. Steph, how are you feeling about the World Series?
I am loving the series, but I do not like the Dodgers because they took out my Padres. So I'm with you, Mercedes. I hope the Yankees win. But there's something about baseball that I love while watching games, especially this past weekend when they do like the organ covers. You guys know the big like the Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The organ.
I feel like whenever we go to Dodger Stadium, we're trying to figure out what are the songs that they're playing on the organ.
And I heard a song, and it was this song here. I wonder if you guys can... I'm going to quiz you on this song, and I want to see if you guys can get it. And here is the song I heard on Saturday.
Dua Lipa!
Yes! What's the song name?
Don't talk about 180. Why can I not remember the name of the songs?
I'm still trying to figure it out.
Keep listening. Dua Lipa.
Don't Start Now.
Yes! Hey! So I have a game. Don't make fun of my name, but this is what I made up. Baseball Band Blast is the game we're playing today.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you one, JC, and then we'll kind of, if you don't get it, Mercedes, you can steal, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's start easy, JC. Here is your Baseball Band Blast organ cover.
So I'm stuck in my head for some reason recently, and I forget it.
You got it.
Europe or Asia? Europe. The Final Countdown.
Yes!
Oh, gosh.
Yes! Very good.
JC won.
It's been stuck in my head, too. It's been stuck in my head for some reason.
Good job. All right, that was easy. Mercedes, all right, you're up next for Baseball Band Blast. We got this one here.
By Toto.
Is it Africa by Toto?
Yeah! Yes.
Okay! I feel like these are skewing towards JC.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, these are really like 80s songs here.
Very true. Okay, let's do a little bit more of a newer song.
No, we don't have to do that.
JC, let's do this. You got this.
Oh, it's a newer one?
It's
okay.
A newer one. I'll give you a hint on that. All right, here it is.
Ta-da! not there. Do you know it, Mercedes?
I'm waiting for it to click. I know it, but I don't know
I can
it.
Hear it.
You got this. We play this song, or we played it a lot.
Wait.
Maybe like, wait for it to hit. No, nothing?
Hold on.
Sometimes.
I'm having a hard time.
Say you hear it, right?
You don't know it?
It's a female that sings it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's like a band.
Does anyone on the text line know it?
Let's see. Text line know it?
No.
No one on the text line?
Someone is screaming at their radio right now.
I cannot put a finger on it. I know it. I know the tune. I'm singing it in my head.
I'll give you one last hint. Mercedes, okay. You didn't like this song very much when it played all the time.
Oh, God.
Three Doors Down.
No.
It's a female singing it. I know it's a female singing
it. You want me to give it to you guys?
And Mercedes didn't like it?
Someone said it on the text line.
Oh, Dance Monkey. Thank you, person on the text line. Yeah, I don't like this song.
Maybe that's why. Dance Monkey. We should come back to that at some point. But we're running late here, so we actually have to look for our contestant right now here, because this is a lot of fun. This is what we're doing right here.
It is that time of year where you are trick or treating, but instead of trick or treating, we are doing trick or tickets here on Mix 94.1. All three of us have some tickets in our candy basket, and so when you come to our house, you are going to get a very cool surprise. Caller 20 right now, you get to trick or ticket. You pick whose house you want to go to, and you will be surprised at the goodie that you will get. Caller 20, you are playing 702-364-9400.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, and here we go with Mercedes in the Morning's Trick or Ticket.
And we have Samantha joining us. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, good. First of all, happy Halloween. Are you ready to trick or ticket?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Who wouldn't be?
So here's how it works. You are going to pick someone's house to go trick-or-treating at. We're going to have you walk up the sidewalk, knock on the door, and then I need you to say trick-or-ticket, and who knows what you will end up getting, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
Whose house would you like to go trick-or-treating at?
Steph, please.
Steph's two days in a row. Everyone's picking Steph.
I love it.
Nice.
I love a little old apartment complex, too, but okay.
That's okay. So let's have Samantha walk up the sidewalk.
Walk, walk, walk. Knock, knock, knock. Hello?
Let's knock or ring. Let's ring the doorbell. Okay.
Ding dong.
With Mama.
Oh, Mama. Calm down. It's just the trick-or-treaters, you guys. Hey!
Trick-or-ticket!
Hey! Okay, I'm going to go through what I've got here. Oh, I've got some peanut M&Ms, and then I got the... Oh, what's this? Samantha, two tickets to see Pitbull! Pitbull! Tickets for you, Samantha!
Awesome. Thank you.
Pitbull Vegas After Dark, the residency at Blue Line Theater at Fountain Blue. You are going to see him. Congratulations.
Thank you. We're going to have a blast.
Yeah, you can throw those peanut M&Ms in there for her too, Steph, if you want to.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I got all of that for you, Samantha.
Steph's got good candy in her house.
Yes, she does.
And good tickets.
Well.
Yeah. We'll do it again tomorrow morning. Mercedes in the Morning's Trick or Ticket takes place again tomorrow morning right around 9:10. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
And that is it for us on a Tuesday. Thanks so much for being here. We will be back tomorrow, of course. Got some more Duran Duran tickets for you. That show is happening December 30th at the Fountain Blue, and we'll be giving those away with the Mega Minute. Also, more trick or tickets for you. You pick whose house you want to go trick-or-treating at, and you will get a surprise concert tickets. So who knows what show someone will get tomorrow. That is all happening on the show, so make sure you are listening. Also, Career Day is tomorrow, so we're going to be talking to someone who works in an interesting profession. No holds barred. You can ask any question you want. That is happening at 8 o'clock, so a lot going on. Right now, we are headed out. J-Love is next, and it's time for the line of the day.
Samsonite dropped a piece of luggage from space, and that's when Mercedes realized she needs new luggage.
After surviving negative 85 degree temperatures and dropping at over 200 miles per hour, their luggage landed in a desert with barely a scratch on it.
Oh, look at that. It hit right there. They have a chase team and everything. And there was no, it hits the ground. And the suitcase is absolutely just
fine. It's just completely fine. Meanwhile, mine is like open in baggage claim. My underwear sticking out. That's the most embarrassing when your suitcase comes through and it's open. It's and there's the all one. Your stuff. Oh my gosh, that's mine here.
Well, that'll do it for show number 2161 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.